She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to the last Hawaiian Automotive 101 show on KHNR AM 690. It was really nice being here. We're going to miss the people here, but we have to move on. The cost of doing the show is just too high. I'm really sorry, but we must go on, and just go onto my website and see what's up with Hawaiian Automotive 101, okay? Or if you want, you can give me a call at 847-5554, 808-847-5554, okay? So, well, being that this is the last show here, give me a call and let's talk story. Yes, it's an automotive show, but we do whatever, whenever, at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467, okay? Okay, so, anyway, about the rail, a lot of you are upset about it, and my gut feeling is this rail is an accident waiting to happen. It's not being done right. The concrete is cracking. The pillars are shifting, and all you need is for something to fall off onto a passing car and somebody get badly injured or die. Okay? Then, who's going to pay for that lawsuit? And I know some of you said, well, there's a contract. You know, from what I understand about contracts, it's signed, sealed, and delivered, but there's a time limit. And there is a price. You go over budget, then I'm sorry. There's no contract. Think about it. They're asking the city and the state to pay the overrun. Now, what if the city and state don't pay it? It stops. Another example is, you're building a house. You're going to build a house. A contractor tells you, okay, it's going to cost you $250,000 to build that house. So you have a contract with him. He puts in the floors, some of the walls, and he calls you and says, we're over budget. We need to charge you more. Are you going to take it and just say, okay, I'll pay you? Well, let me hear it. How many of you would pay it? This is ridiculous. But, like I say, we're all in it together. And the big question is, can we afford it? They're only over budget in the ag field. What happens when they hit Kalihi and downtown? What happens then? I can guarantee you, it's going to be way, way more over budget than you can imagine. So, well, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And Dean and I have been checking the octane on gasolines, and you know, it's so sad that the state doesn't do anything. The city doesn't do anything. Shell has the best octane, the best quality gasoline. So we recommend using the Shell V-Power. The 92 V-Power is the best. Okay, so it's only 20 cents. And it's 20 cents more expensive than a regular. But the advantages you get is way, way, way better. Better mileage, better performing, better running. And add ethanol to that, even better. Even better. Okay? So you think about it. Those of you on Kauai, you can get the ethanol from Harvey Maeda. He has ethanol. It's very, very good. And Harvey also has that special Royal Purple oil, the HPS. And he has the electronic rust proofing device. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't understand, and I'm talking mechanics, what ethanol is. They criticize the ethanol that it damages this, damages that. But you know, folks, if we went into a court of law, and you think about this now, wouldn't they have to prove that it's the ethanol that caused the damages? Think about it. If you're on a jury, and a guy comes in and he said this ethanol damage all the engines and stuff like that. And the other guy there that's defending ethanol has all these particles or parts in a plastic jar filled with ethanol for years with no damage. What's up with that? If ethanol does what they say it does, would they use it for surgery? Would they use it as vodka, wine, champagne? Would you be able to drink ethanol if it did all that damages they claim it does? No. You would die. Methanol, the other alcohol made from oil, does damage rubber, plastic, and everything. They're confusing the alcohols. All alcohols are not the same. Now, back up in time. Go back to the first, very first car. Henry Ford made the very first car. He ran those cars on ethanol. Go look at it. Go on a computer and check it out. Don't believe what I'm saying. Henry Ford made the statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the future. He was right. But did the world listen? No. Ethanol is the best fuel for the future. And those of you that are not using it, it's your loss. Because ethanol is the best anti-knock you can get. It's clean, doesn't pollute, and it does not damage. And actually, it's the other way around. If you put ethanol in a plastic bottle, it'll weaken the ethanol. Look at the champagne and vodka and all your fine liquor. Is it in plastic bottles? No. It's in glass bottles. Because the plastic bottle will weaken it. So that's why they don't put it in plastic. Okay, so we use plastic gas cans to sell it to customers and put it in their car. Now, we tell them that it's only good for 7 days. Okay? After 7 days, it starts weakening the ethanol. So, there's a lot of information that's not put out to you, the people, even about the rail, about everything. So, you need to hear all of it. Okay? And for those of you that just tuned in, this is our last broadcast on this station. Okay? If you want more info, go to my website, www.georgenita.com, or give me a call at 847-5554. Okay, who do we have on line one?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. Yeah, I got a comment. First off, I want to send my heartfelt condolences to the Lum family. I don't know if you and your listeners heard, but that was the young girl, 19 years old, that lost her life a couple of weeks ago on that accident in Waimanalo. And I think the driver was, I believe she admitted that she was texting. And, you know, it breaks my heart to see somebody that young lose their life after only 19 years. And I think the lawmakers of Hawaii should make a law that if anyone is caught texting or talking on their good old cell phone, they should not be able to operate a motor vehicle for 1 year and face a $1,000 fine. They have to make these fines stiffer because, to be honest, I'm not surprised that there's more accidents. I see men and women using their cell phones every day that I drive the roads of Honolulu. And I think something needs to be done, because if nothing's going to be done, I think these kind of tragic scenes is going to happen more often.
You're right. You're right.
So there has to be stiffer fines, like I said, suspend. The penalty should be $1,000 fine, maybe more, and you shouldn't be able to drive, period. Because I know some traffic laws, if you break it, you can obtain a permit, right? A temporary
mm-hmm.
permit.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be able to drive at all. You shouldn't be able to drive at all.
That's right.
I mean, I think they really should step up the penalty, because I noticed yesterday they were considering raising the cigarette age, right, to buy cigarettes.
Oh, that's minor.
Yeah, I know, but they should do this more seriously.
That's right.
What I suggested.
They're not enforcing it, and they're not serious about the penalty.
Yeah, because what is the penalty now? You still get to keep your license, and the fine is about, what, $297?
Yeah.
Right.
Big deal.
Yeah.
How much is a life?
Right, exactly. Well, like you said, you can't put a price on a life.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, George, thanks, and I'll listen to your show for the near future. Hopefully you can find a way to keep it, you know, maybe stream it through the internet or something.
We're working on it.
All right. Thanks, George. Great show.
Mahalo. Yes, folks. You know, try and imagine this. Imagine, if you can, imagine if that was your daughter or your son that got killed because some dodo was using a cell phone or texting. Think about it. If the penalty is not severe, they're going to do it. They're going to chance it. But if the penalty is severe, nobody will chance it. Okay, good example, Oregon. Oregon has no safety check law. Their law is the car owner is responsible to have his vehicle checked. Whenever he have it serviced or whatever, have it checked. Okay? Because if the police officer coming down the road sees that you have bald tires, the cords are showing, he'll tag you. And the tag is not $50, folks. Like, no safety check. It's $400. $400. If he thinks that it is a real critical safety then they impound your car. When they impound your car, to get it back out, it's $1,000. Now, with penalties that high, nobody's going to chance it. You don't have to have safety check. Because number one, it's not being enforced. Number two, it's not being checked like it's supposed to be. And number three, not a penny is going to the state or the city. And the taxpayers, you, the taxpayers, is paying for the administrative costs. Now, isn't that the dumbest thing? Huh? To have a business and not make money, but yet you pay your employees? Hello? Let's go. Let's go, folks. Call your representatives. Tell them, not for safety check. 40 states don't have it. Hawaii needs to join them and get off it. Okay. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. Good luck on in your future there, and I'm sure you'll do just fine. As long as your voice doesn't go away, your voice on the air goes away. But I like your convictions, the courage of your convictions. I'm going to talk about rail, but about this texting and driving. I just want to say this quick before I go on to the other topic. In New York, a few years ago, there were five girls who were driving. One of them texted. They had just graduated from high school. They ended up under a tractor trailer, and the car burst into flames. They were all dead. They're all killed.
Oh, no.
And this happened a few years ago. It's so tragic. It's a tragic thing. But what's really tragic, it's all tragic, but there were other youngsters in cars following behind them. Can you imagine? That's going to be with them for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's so serious. I know about that. I heard about the young girl who was killed. It's just so terrible. It's tragic.
That's right.
But anyway, I want to talk about the rail. You know, I think it has to do at least partly with this one-party system we have here. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what it is. The word is money.
Yeah.
A lot of these politicians are being paid under the table.
And that's wrong. That's criminal. They talk about Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. You know, what's one worse than the other?
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible. It's just like what you were saying about the construction with the pile driving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I was in IA yesterday, and sometimes I go, you know, leeward. I mean, I go to IA, I was right outside Purwich, I had to catch the bus back. All this construction is I'm cursing them out. There's so much. All the roads blocked, and to IA and Pearl City, right across from the Pearl City Shopping Center, you know, and across where the Home Depot is. All those roads blocked right now. I mean, and even beyond. I mean, I don't know what you think, but this is going to go on for years. Is this going to go on for years?
For years, and that goes to show how retarded the people are. How long can you take it?
It's just unbelievable. I don't know. Are there any other states where this is happening? I know they've put rail in other states, but
no. In other states, they're fast, organized, and to the money.
Yeah.
Not here.
Yeah.
Everything here, the thing goes over budget.
Over, and way over budget now.
Yes.
And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to tax you.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own business that was inactive. I didn't make a whole lot of money before, but they taxed me too with the rail. You know,
they're taxing everybody across the state.
Now they want to tax everybody, not just businesses.
Yep.
This is terrible. And you know, I mean, this is terrible. They could have, in my humble opinion, if they could put subways practically anywhere, we could have gotten some federal funding for subways. Couldn't we have gotten some federal funding? Couldn't they have worked that out somehow?
Well, this French guy came to Hawaii back in the early 70s, and I was a neighborhood board chairman. He came in, and he gave his report that the government needs to stop baby feeding the people.
Yeah, yeah.
The people will decide on their own. You let the traffic bear what it can bear.
It's like, you know, it's like a five-year-old. You know, we have to eat what's put on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just outrageous.
Yep.
You know, anyway, I know you want to take other callers, but I want to wish you luck. And, yeah, we'd like to see you back on the air. I don't have the stream or anything. I can go.
We're working on it.
Good. I'm glad you are. And it's been nice talking. I called you several times before. I never owned a car, but I have a driver's license, and I've rented cars, you know. So you don't have to own a car to listen to Automotive.
Right.
All right. Thanks, George.
Okay.
You take care. Good luck.
Take care.
Now.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing good, enjoying the program. And, you know, the callers, it just amazes me that all the callers are right on. And apparently all the intelligent people listen to this program. Because the rest of the stuff going on, like the guy says, how does this keep going on? There is no profitable mass transit rail system in the country.
That's right.
Nowhere.
That's right.
So anybody that could, it never relieves traffic. It doesn't do anything people claim it does. And all they have to do is go. But they sent the mayor and everybody, right, got paid to go to a trip, to go see the rail and go, yeah. And then they come back, and in 2012, you kick steel wheels on steel rails? It's like the turn-of-the-century technology. I mean, think about it. I know they have rails, but mass transit, you put it on, I was a big flyover lane guy. You put your buses on there, you put your traffic, and we see it over and over again. When we have the big accident and they shut down two lanes, you can't drive your car on the rail.
Mm-hmm.
And what, people are just going to leave their car on the road and jump on the rail and go home?
I don't think so.
No, it's, like I said, it's just an unending loop, and you have shoddy maintenance, and they are working on, I don't know how they can have so much road work going on and still have so many bad roads. I mean, if you drive around, it's like the guy was saying, everywhere you go, road construction, repaving, refixing this, fixing that. And then you go two blocks, and it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that I got myself all worked up,
now you can go cruise on the road.
So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And folks, check out the website for the info. And if you don't have a computer, somebody in your life does. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And yeah, if you don't have a computer, give me a call at 808-847-5554. Or you can email me at georgenita@hotmail.com. Okay? Either way, and find out where we at. But we'll get it to you, one way or the other. But yes, these young folks need to be taught about safety. Because, you know, they're young, they don't know the value of life. You mom and dads, you got to teach them. Okay, who's next?
We have John from downtown.
Hey, John.
Hey, too bad it's you guys last day. You guys are good, talented. You know, it's a good show.
Yeah, but the cost is way too high.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
How about replacing those morning talk show guys that there's two or three of them that are really terrible, boring. I don't even see how people can listen to those guys. they're just, I don't know, just not even. But you notice on the radio poll right now, in the newspaper today, they only CSSP is only AM station that gets a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guys, oh, God. Anyway, I was going to comment real fast on the last comment of the for your show, the Monica thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys are making a big fuss about building a big telescope. You know, that 17-story car, you know that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And two football fields long, or three football fields. I don't know how big, but it's going to be massive. And they, you know, what about the Hubble telescope? I'm just curious about, they already got that up there, and they already been able to see the age of the universe at 13 billion years, and they found all these other galaxies with this Hubble. What else can they do with this Mauna Kea telescope, which is way below the space satellite telescopes, and they're making bigger ones, too, to go into space?
Well, huh? I've been told that it is not a telescope.
The Hubble?
It's an electronic device.
Yeah.
To be what, a watchdog.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the massive Mauna Kea one? What do they want to do? See some aliens naked or something in the?
No, that new telescope they're trying to do is not a telescope. Go check it out. It is not a telescope. They're using it as an excuse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good thing you said that. I don't know. What's the TMT all about?
That is about listening to everybody's cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, maybe. Oh, good to know. But anyway, all right, man, George. Good show all these years. Oh, man, that's been how long? 10 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just watch. Go to my website, and you'll see the information.
All right, on, man.
Okay?
Good luck, man. Take care. Bye.
Mahalo. Okay. Moving along, safety is number one, folks. Safety of anything, because you cannot replace a life. When you do a brake job, do a good brake job, folks, because you will never have an opportunity for a second chance. You have only one shot at it, so do it right. Okay? It is highly not recommended to resurface brake rotors. Now, people are still doing it. It is not recommended by the car manufacturers. The car manufacturers do not recommend refacing brake rotors. You change them. How much is your life worth? $20? Anyway. Boy. This is our last show, Aloha Day here, and it's sad, but we got to move on. The cost is just too high. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, George. So are you going to be back on the air in some way, or a short wave or something?
We're working on that. And Bob is not, in fact, right now putting it up on the internet.
Oh, I see.
You go to my website and you'll see the information.
Yeah. Okay, about that accident with this lady at passengers, and she was texting while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she looked up, she was headed into somebody head on, but she swerved and they hit a pole and she killed her passenger. You heard about that accident.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear that while they were putting her in the ambulance, she was still texting?
What?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The quality of the mind of people in this day, there's some people that they don't have the sense that God gave a billy goat.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Look at our politics.
Uh-huh.
Sad.
Usually when I drive, I stay on the far right side. And sometimes when there's no room, when I'm passing somebody and I'm next to the those double yellow lines, I just get chills. You don't know what the people are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's sad. Well,
also,
hope ahead. People listen. Hope people listen and learn from this.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And also, you heard about this man who was in the jumbo jet wheel well, and mm-hmm. it took off with him in it, and he was banging on the side of the plane. They heard him banging, so they circled around and landed and let him out. He was a baggage handler who fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why he fell asleep is that he was reading a book called Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham. No, that was, I just put that on. I had that on.
Hmm.
Laugh. But that story really did happen.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, then.
Mahalo.
Okay, good luck.
Okay. Yes, this is our last show, folks. And if you want to know more about it, what's going to happen, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Bob has it, I think, right now up on the website. And you can find more information there. Okay? I don't want to leave the station, but it's just too costly for us. And we need to cut back someplace. So, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling, and give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. It's a good time that I'd like to send a big mahalo to Chaz, a board operator. We're going to miss working, not working with you. It was really nice. Mahalo. And Raphael. Some great people here at KHNR. You want to find out what's happening, what's up, just go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Okay? Or call me at 808-847-5554. Okay? Okay, so when you buy a used car, please, folks, be careful. Match the VIN numbers with the papers. Don't take it for granted. Match the VIN numbers with the registration ownership paper. Okay? There's a lot of stolen vehicles going around. And they're being sold, and the buyers are not checking the VIN number. How many of you out there check the VIN number? See, I told you, I don't see any hands. Anyway, check the VIN numbers, okay? Make sure that it is a legal car. Give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Okay? No. Anyway, if you have a question, whatever, just give us a call. Being that this is our last show, you know, we'd like to hear. Okay? Anyway, give your representatives or whoever represents your area a call, email, letter, whatever, to cancel and get rid of safety check. It's not being done right. You need to cut the budget. This is the way to cut the budget. Okay? Well, not so much cut the budget, but move the people from safety check into weights and measures, where they're doing something. You know, we've been checking the pumps, and the pumps don't pump a full gallon. Now, if you don't mind that, then fine, just leave it be. They're even supposed to calibrate the cash registers and the scales. You just take it for granted that's the price it's supposed to be. Guess again, folks. But yes, I have never found any gas pump, no matter what brand, that pumps a full gallon. No. They're not being checked, and we need to check that. As far as the safety sticker, they're not checking the car like it should be checked. So why have it? I know some dumb politicians are saying, no, it's for safety. Come on. We saw a Mercedes that just had a safety sticker. When my son Todd put it on the rack, he was blown away. The steering link, folks, was tied together with a wire. Huh? And it passed safety check. It's an accident waiting to happen. So, they're not doing the proper safety check, the proper checking. They're not enforcing it. Why have it? We gotta get rid of it. We wanna streamline the government. I don't know. Maybe it's not possible. But anyway, if you're not using ethanol, I recommend you should try. It does not damage the car at all. In fact, you'll be helping your car. So try it. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has it. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. And we have, of course, I have it. And my number is 847-5554. Okay? So, all I can say is once you try it, you're going to love it. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And yes, the laws are too lenient, need to be stricter. In Thailand, when the politicians are not doing the right job, the people go in and lynch them. They don't fool around. So nobody fools around over there. Okay? So, anyway. Anyway, I don't recommend parking your car under trees. Trees is bad. And if you're going to the beach or live close to the beach, highly recommended to install the electronic rust proofer. It'll protect your car, okay? You can get it from my son Todd at 847-5554. 847-5554. Or from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. And Harvey said to me the other day, you know, people don't learn about the rust proofing until they get rust. Then they rush in and say, you think the rust proofing device will stop the rust? No, it's too late. Why is it that the human race have to be late for the funeral? Why? I don't understand that. You know? And all you need is for one accident to kill a young life or an old life. That's all you need. One accident, folks. So, spread the word. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about when you're, say you're coming down a steep hill like the pulley.
Mm-hmm.
It's just put it in the lower gear.
Mm-hmm.
Because the brakes will heat up.
Yes.
Okay, and what would the heating up do to the brakes?
It warps the rotor. A rotor's super thin and not thick like they used to be back in the 60s and the 50s. So because it's thin, it's really easy to warp it. When metal is thin, it warps easily. Metal thick is harder to warp. So that's why you need to put it in a lower gear.
So then if you warp it, it will
vibrate. It'll vibrate and it won't hold good.
Okay, now before in the 50s and 60s, then you were able to shave down?
Yes. Because they were really thick. But today they're thin.
Okay, but they still shave it down today?
They still do it. I don't know of any mechanic shop that don't shave it down.
And how much more does it cost to get a new one instead of shaving that one down?
Let me ask you this. how much cost for your life?
Priceless.
There you go.
Okay, George, thanks.
You're welcome. Yes, when it's safety, folks, don't mess around. If the manufacturer, Chevy, Ford, Toyota, Chrysler, whoever, is recommending, they're all recommending, do not shave down the rotors. People are doing it. People don't listen. It's like this radio show. How many people listen? How many? I know Lana listening. She listens to everything. But we need more people like that. It's for your safety, folks. It's for you to save money. That's what this show is about. It's for you, the people of Hawaii. But all I can do is say, it's up to you. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. So, anyway. And, too bad we don't have a giveaway trivia for the last show. Oh, there's the other guy here. Raphael. Thank you. Mahalo. Was a pleasure working with you and Chaz. Pleasure. Okay. So anyway. I don't recommend buying used cars, but if you're going to buy a used car, folks, have it checked out really good, because it's common sense. Who today would sell a good running car? Only Wanda. Yeah, Wanda would sell a good running car. Mm-hmm. See, Chaz is nodding his head, yeah. Anyway, it's common sense. And if your car is running good, don't sell it. Buying a new car, or whatever car, a used car, is a poor investment. It's the second biggest investment in your life. So, make a good investment. You're going to buy a new car, buy a Toyota from Maui Toyota. Okay? You'll save money buying from them. And you don't have to go there. You just call them up. Okay. Anyway, Wanda's on the phone, so got to get to more lines, Wanda.
Okay, we have Arlene from Honolulu.
Hi.
Oh, hi, George. I'd like to thank you for your very informative show that you've had over the years. My husband is familiar with you from the days of the races at the O Stadium and the Hawaii Raceway Park.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been listening to your show all these years. But anyway, we'd like to thank you that we're fans of ethanol. We bought some big 5-gallon gas cans. I don't know if you might remember us.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I haven't bought because I haven't been driving. But the ethanol is fantastic. I own a small Mini Cooper, the supercharger. And, oh, God, the car.
Good, yeah?
Yeah, it goes, you know, when it goes up the hill. And the gas mileage was way better. But we haven't, as I said, I haven't been driving lately, so I catch the bus. But so then I became familiar with the bus, and I found out from my neighbor, who's one of the higher-ups in the bus company, and also from the bus drivers that I met, that we have the best bus a system in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are the only city that has been recognized 2 years in a row, a few years ago, for having the best bus company in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very upset with Mayor Caldwell for going into a rail system when we have a fine bus system that we could have improved and going to cost us $6 billion for a starter. Because
that's right.
You know there's going to be maintenance fees and everything. So it's got to be that somebody like these big investors are going to benefit from the land development out, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the rail stations are going to be. Because it couldn't be that they think the rail is actually going to help
no.
the traffic. Because I drove from my home in East Oahu to Ewa Beach when there was the old Fort River Road, and we carpooled. But when I drive now to the Leeward side, and I don't mean to say anything bad about Leeward people because I know they struggle with that traffic. But there's so many people driving only one person to a car.
Mm-hmm.
And we carpooled, you know, and it made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, of course, we feel for these people because after work, you want to go to the dentist, the market, or pick up your kids from, you know, private schools or whatever, and then head back home. So can you imagine the rail? Is that going to work when people have the idea that they got to do all these things after work?
It won't work.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I want to thank you again for the ethanol and for fighting against rail. And we might not, quote, lose yet because maybe we can stop them at the stadium, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And because I heard from my doctor, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I say Jeremy Lamb over the phone because he's a finest pediatrician, but he called me up and he emails me so many emails a day about fighting against this rail, and they have gotten together at his house. He lives right next door to the president of the University of Hawaii, and he has these meetings, and their group, every Saturday or Sunday afternoon, I think, and they meet to discuss what they can do to fight the rail, and they're working close with ex-governor.
I'd like to be at that meeting.
Oh, I'll be glad to have him email you and
okay.
send you all those emails. You
all
send
right.
me and they're working with ex-governor Cayetano and, you know, all the other people, the people you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They're all fighting against the rail. And so somebody in the group said, hey, maybe we can stop them at the stadium, you know, just have them create a huge park and ride type of thing from the stadium. So, you know, we cannot believe people would want those rail pillars going through Ward Avenue and Copland or wherever they think they're going to build it. So anyway, thank you again. And I just wanted to make a quick but my niece's daughter, no, granddaughter, was born recently, about 5-6 months ago, and she has born with a illness called FMA. It's an abbreviation for something. But anyway, she's at Kapi'olani Children's House. And the doctors only give her maybe at max 2 years, but most likely less than that. And
you know,
she's a fighter, this girl.
Call me at my office.
Yeah.
I think I have...
Yeah, well, she was featured on KHON recently on TV. I think people will remember she was the mother was interviewed, and the little baby is...
Yeah, call me at my office because I have a healer that might be able to help her.
Oh, thank you so much. Because we're trying to hold fundraisers on the Big Island because she's from the Big Island, Pahoa.
Yeah.
And then
call me.
Okay, I definitely...
This lady can heal her.
Oh, well, the doctors...
Cannot.
Okay, well, they're saying it's an incurable disease.
No, don't believe that.
But, you know, I tell you, she inspires me. This little six-month-old, she's in tremendous pain, the doctor said, because he can't give her any painkillers.
Yeah.
But she's so brave, and when she's
call me.
Crying... Yeah. Okay,
okay,
I'll let other people talk to you. So thank you again.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
We have Kahala Pete on the line.
Hi. Hello. You're on the air.
Pete.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Sorry to see you go off the air. Your closing trivia of the song. Oh, I don't recall what it is, but Alfred Apaka sang it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is from the good old days was Cow Cow Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't take any more of your time. Thank you very much for your show. And your phone number at the station is 557-5554.
847.
847.
5554.
Okay, 847.
Okay.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure listening to you.
Mahalo.
Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha. Okay, break time?
There is another break? Okay,
yeah.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one.
I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again. And like I said, give me a call. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Yes, this is our last show.
Yeah, you know, you had a, there's a caller calling from Texas. I think he said his name was Corby or something. He said he listens to you. I wanted to put him on the air, but he said he didn't want to go on the air.
From Texas?
Texas.
Wow. Hmm. You know, I feel sad about having to do this, but it's a money issue, and you know, it just gets out of range.
So. And your pal Gordon, he had a good idea for you to do a trivia prize.
Hmm.
Says for you to have Todd just check out people's car for prize, trivia prize.
What?
You know, not doing a safety check, but checking out people's car to check how safe it is.
Well, I'll tell you about my son Todd, folks. When you go in and have your car serviced, he does not just do oil and filter and that's it. He goes bumper to bumper and checks your car thoroughly. And this is how he finds cars that are not safe, that was safety checked.
Yeah, that's why he's saying, you know, when you do a trivia question, you can do that as a prize instead of, you know, giving away, like, I don't know, some kind of gift card or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, that'd be good. But, you know, having your car serviced by my son Todd, he checks everything. Even the year your tires were made. And he checks to make sure that it's still safe. Because he believes what I say, you have only one chance in life, and you make the best of it. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Arlene. She forgot to tell you something.
Okay.
Oh, George, I forgot to tell you the most important part was that we want to thank you for you and Todd for your really honest, reputable, and skillful work at your automotive base, because we've been going there now for a number of years, and we hope to continue going. So I hope Todd will stay in business, because you're kind of retired, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, do you have a number that or email that Dr. Lam can call you at or email you? Do you have an email address or a phone number?
GeorgeNita.com.
Okay, George.
GeorgeNita at Hotmail.com.
At Hotmail?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you know for that meeting tomorrow, it's going to be on Sundays, I think they meet at from 2 to 4 or something at his house, and I can give you the address. It's right next, do you know where the president's house is?
Email it to me.
Oh, okay, I'll put it on the email. And, okay. And more than, anybody's more than welcome to attend.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, bye.
Okay. That's the cue. We're going to say aloha to all of you until we meet again. It's sad and something that we have to do. You know, it's really hard to say aloha to Chaz and Raphael. So anyway, go to my website to see what's happening and where we're at. Bob already has it up. Anyway, this is our last aloha, folks. It was really nice doing the show for you. Aloha.
You found the answer. AM 690, the answer.